Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The case against Trump.
He commanded a mob to march on the Capitol.
President's bout with COVID.
Symptoms are mild, but I'm doing well.
Candidate for governor attacked. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New evidence in the Capitol attack investigation portrays then-President Trump as a leader who refused to act for hours as the rampage intensified, his vice president and other lawmakers thrust into danger. And video outtakes from the next day show a president reluctant to accept the reality of a lost election.
Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We're moving. We need to move now.
Copy.
Newly released Secret Service radio traffic by the committee reveals just how in danger agents were amidst a mob trying to track down then-Vice President Pence.
You may lose the ability to leave.
Inside the White House, the committee says President Trump was fully aware of the riot unfolding, watching on a TV but ignoring pleas to act. Former Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Matthews.
He should have been telling these people to go home and to leave and to condemn the violence that we were seeing.
Matthews, along with other staffers, later resigned.
We need strong, angry patriots.
And although a presidential call log during the violent attack is empty, Congresswoman Elaine Luria says Trump appeared focused on bogus election fraud claims.
We do know from Rudy Giuliani's phone records that President Trump also called him.
The committee will reconvene in September for more hearings. Top Republican Liz Cheney.
We have considerably more to do. We have far more evidence to share with the American people and more to gather.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Loyola University law professor Lori Levinson believes the panel has effectively made its case.
They used the witnesses to show that there was no confusion by Donald Trump, that his purpose really was to prevent the election from being certified.
But Levinson says a Justice Department decision to bring charges could be complicated by a claim that Mr. Trump had the right to free speech, or that he never really intended for there to be violence.
At this stage, we're talking about the case in the courtroom of public opinion.
In a Washington courtroom, the defense offered no witnesses in the contempt of Congress trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon. His lawyers called on the judge to acquit him. At last word, a runny nose, fatigue, and dry cough are President Biden's symptoms as he battles a case of COVID.
Symptoms are mild, but I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
Because the president is fully vaccinated, double boosted, his risk of serious illness is dramatically lower. He's also getting treated with a very powerful antiviral.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane sentenced to 2.5 years in prison yesterday for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Floyd's brother is not satisfied.
I think that it's insulting that he didn't get the maximum amount of time, because if it was me and that was accessory to murder, they would have gave me the maximum amount of time.
When the U.S. left Afghanistan, money seized from the country's central bank was to be split between Afghans and 9/11 victims. But as we hear from CBS's Catherine Herridge, others want a piece of the pie.
77-year-old Bob Essington recalls April 18, 1983, as the day terror rained down on the U.S. embassy in Beirut, Lebanon.
It was like a shockwave hit me.
The 2,000-pound truck bomb killed 63 and injured more than 100.
All of a
sudden the impact.
The explosive force compressed Essington's spine.
I have a stimulator implanted in my hip with 14 plates on my spine.
After the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan and froze $7 billion in assets from that country's central bank, the Essingtons expected at least some of the money would go to a general compensation fund created by Congress to benefit U.S. victims of terrorism.
We're not going to get anything for what happened to us. The government doesn't care anymore.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russia and Ukraine are expected to sign an agreement to resume grain shipments across the Black Sea while the war drags on. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This deal would end a standoff that has threatened food security worldwide. The UN says it will enable Ukraine to export millions of tons of grain that have been stuck due to the war. There will be a control center in Turkey, which helped broker the deal, and ships will be inspected to ensure they're carrying grain and fertilizer and not weapons.
Ugly scene at an outdoor political event outside Rochester, New York. Apparently tried to stab the Republican candidate for governor during a speech. The candidate, Lee Zeldin, says he was able to grab the man's wrist while others, including his running mate, tackled him. He was able to continue his remarks with what he called just a little scrape. The suspect was taken into custody. He was later released. In Rochester last night, two police officers were shot. One of them died. Officials say at least one man opened fire on them while they were on duty.
This is a tragedy for our community. I'm asking Rochester to pray for these officers and their family. They go out every day and put their lives on the line.
The mayor, Malik Evans, says a woman nearby was wounded. A grand jury in Ohio has indicted the 27-year-old man charged with raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl on two felony counts. The child went to Indiana to get an abortion. In a 5-4 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court allows a federal judge to block the Biden administration's immigration guidelines that prioritize the deportation of people here illegally who could pose a public safety risk. The court will hear arguments on the case in the fall. For the first time in a decade, a case of polio in the United States. It's an unvaccinated young adult who lives outside New York City who has experienced some paralysis. Rockland County Executive Ed Day.
This individual is no longer contagious. And our efforts now are focused on two issues, vaccinations and figuring out if anyone else has been impacted by this disease.
Overseas, Japanese and international regulators have agreed on a plan to release more than 1 million tons of treated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. It still needs the approval of local communities.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A diplomatic post down under is being filled by an American with a big political name.
She's the daughter of JFK, and Australia considers her U.S. royalty. Caroline Kennedy has arrived in Australia to become the next U.S. ambassador. She says the Pacific has the attention of the White House.
A lot of work to do in the Pacific. I'm excited that the Peace Corps is coming back into the Pacific. These are all things that I want to talk to the government here about and see what we can do together.
She was last in Australia 36 years ago. Then, on her honeymoon, Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery is $660 million. That's the ninth largest U.S. prize in history. The money has swelled because there's been no winner for the past 3 months. 27 straight drawings with no one getting all six numbers right. The odds of winning are 1 in 302 million. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.